Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. This is KUAC's Alaska Live. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld. Joining me here at the KUAC Archive Studio, Courtney Marie Andrews and Dylan Warnick. Thanks for joining me.
You'd sing to me sweetly in the northern morning light, old love ballads replaced the words you could not find. I have loved you for so long, ever since that 4th of July. I knew I was in trouble then when your eyes met mine. Didn't think it was possible to lose you again, so won't you hold me and tell me that this is not the end. So many nights we'd spent in our little basement room, a part of you became a part of me then, and I know you feel it too. I'm so far away now on this empty hotel room, trying to dream up every memory so I can feel closer to you. Didn't think it was possible to lose you again, so won't you hold me and tell me that this is not the end.
Songwriter Courtney Marie Andrews and guitarist Dylan Warnick join us here at the KUAC's newly remodeled and repurposed archive, tape archive studios. Thanks for joining us here and making your debut on Alaska Live.
Thanks for having us. We're happy to be here.
You have been to Alaska a few times before this.
That's right.
You're no stranger to the road. You started touring when you were 16, maybe just a little over a decade ago, and you started touring cross-country when you were 16 is what I read in your bio, and that kind of amazes me at the bravery that must have taken.
Yeah, just full force, loved it ever since I was a kid, so couldn't see doing anything else.
And you took off and did Greyhound bus trips, and you maybe rode the rail some, a little Merle Haggard-ish style. Maybe not quite that rough.
Yeah, once when I was 18, I took a Greyhound bus from Phoenix to New York City and did a East Coast tour on Greyhound buses and trains and stuff.
Plenty of fodder for songwriting, I bet.
Oh, yeah. I mean, lots of characters on those buses.
How did you meet Dylan Warnick? He's joined you here for your Alaska tour, and he's your guitarist today.
Yeah, we met actually when I was on tour when I was 17, 18. somewhere around there. Met him up in Seattle through a mutual friend, and we've been together ever since.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, welcome the duo of Courtney Marie Andrews and Dylan Warnick. Let's hear another song.
Great.
I'm headed north for that sweet sea town. Sun went up, now it's coming down. I'm gonna rest on that sweet, sweet ground. Hear the buskers sing that sweet sea sound. Ain't nothing gonna turn me around. I'm headed north for that sweet sea town. I've got a map and a picture of you, the direction I'm always headed to. Picture you.
Courtney Marie Andrews is my guest on today's Alaska Live here on KUAC. I'm your host. I'm Lori Neufeld, and she's brought along, they're a duo today. Dylan Warnick plays guitar in this duo also. Courtney, that song seems to play homage to where you call home now, right? To Seattle.
Seattle, aww. Yeah. Yeah.
It that song spoke of, traveling around, but maybe wanting to, longing for setting down some roots. And you've done that these days in your hometown of Seattle. I don't know if you call it hometown anymore, but.
Before making the new record, Honest Life, which is why we're touring in support of that record, I had settled down for kind of about 8 months after touring extensively for about 2 years. And yeah. And so I was inspired by that and ready to get back home and stay for a little bit. And then I got the issue feet again after 8 months and left. Now I'm back on the road.
Touring is just in your blood. You can find solace in the road and maybe write a song about going back home.
Yeah, exactly.
You mentioned your newest release is called Honest Life, mm-hmm. and it is a great collection of 10 tracks of songs that could be anyone's story, I think. And you did such a good job of writing for all of us, for the masses.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that song that you just did on Honest Life?
No, but okay. We will be playing a few songs off that record.
Cool. And that's Honest Life is not your first record that you've recorded.
No, it's the third official full-length record. So.
And if people want to find out more about your music, they can go Google you, Courtney Andrews.
Yeah.
Courtney Marie Andrews.
Exactly. Just Google, you'll find it.
Yeah.
And maybe great. Some bad images of when I was 16.
Well,
bad.
Not that bad. Not like not wide bad. Googly-eyed bad, yeah. But some... Not as flattering.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. I'm sure we all have those. Yeah. You don't have to be famous to have those. But you're still a young singer-songwriter, but it seems like you've lived a life now that you have a body of work. You have at least 3 releases out.
That's right.
And you've been doing this for about a decade, you say.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah.
Well, let's hear another song. It's just, you play so beautifully.
Great. Thank you. This is a song called Woman of Many Colors. I've been around this country in a wagon of Indian quilts. I've met the ones who've claimed it, and I've met the ones who've built. Of the ones I've met, I loved many. And of the ones I loved, I knew few. They'd always know I'd be leaving. Sooner or later, they'd be too. I'm a woman of many colors. Yes, my mind is never made. So I'll travel this land like a canvas until I'm out of paint. I've worn out my welcome, so I'll leave before the dawn. There's one thing this country taught me, it's to leave before you're gone. Of the ones I've left, I've mourned many. Of the ones I've mourned, I called to. They'd always know I'd break their hearts before they broke my blues. I'm a woman of many virtues, if it only let me grow. But my spirit's been broken in so many ways. My seed, you must learn to sow. I know this town like I built it. I know which roads will lead to where. And I'll stay and visit as long as these roads know how to take me somewhere. Of the places I've been, I've kept many in mind, and I've dreamed them all the same. Of the ones I've dreamed, there's only one place that gave me my name. I'm a woman of many stories. If you listen, I'll tell you one. I've called many places my home, little darling, but I only come from one.
Oh, yeah. Courtney Marie Andrews on Alaska Live here on KUAC. You have a you've done a lot of touring in Europe and the UK. You even have a UK label, I think I saw.
I do, yeah.
That's kind of amazing that you have both an American and a UK label.
Yeah, I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah, and so you can release your music a little easier internationally.
That's right.
And I think that Americana and new folk coming from the United States is being exported to Europe and Asia and the UK at a faster and faster pace. It's not just, the Beatles. It was the British invasion coming this way. And now we've got Americana music being exported that direction.
The internet is a wonderful thing.
It has come from the beauty of the internet. And so has the internet changed the fact that people know your music more before they come see you if you're like doing an international tour?
Yeah, I'd say so. It's funny though, because when I first started, I booked all my tour dates through MySpace. So I've always
oh MySpace.
I've always had the luxury of the internet as a platform, and haven't known too much days before that. So.
Right, you came of age as a musician, a touring musician, in the time of MySpace, where you could share your music, your tour dates, and your thoughts all at once, and your pictures.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's pretty nice. So the only thing that was different was we didn't have GPSs when I started tour. Oh, there was, but they were too expensive, or it was something like that. So
you had to actually use a map.
MapQuest. I would just print out like a booklet of MapQuest directions. And everything in between was screwed. Like, I could get from here to the venue, the house to the venue, but anything, you know, if we wanted to go out of the way, we'd be lost for like 2 hours.
So. Might not make it to the venue in time in that case.
We make it to the venue on time, just nowhere else.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So.
I forgot about that part of our history. Yeah. Yeah. And you have been touring in Europe and in the UK, and people really grasp on to stories of humans that are in your stories. And do you find that, like I said, do they already know your music, or they just grasp onto it when they come see you out of happenstance, or they?
It's a little mix of both. Yeah. Yeah. I've been touring there nearly as long as I've been touring in the States.
Wow.
Probably started touring there about when I was 19 and booked my first tour over there.
How did you get that?
I just
in the first place?
Just messaged random people, and we spoke in a little broken English depending on who I was talking to, and we planned gigs, and people were so excited. Like, I remember one town I booked a small town in Belgium, and I got this email that I had emailed a little cafe in Belgium, and they said, "We don't believe that you're really an American girl who wants to come to our little town." And I said, "Well, I do." And they said they were very skeptical at first. It was like scamming them or something.
I've MapQuested all. I know the name of your streets. We're good.
Yeah, exactly.
A scammer wouldn't put that much work into a scam.
Yeah, I'm not.
Do you remember that gig there in that little cafe?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember it.
Did you have Dylan with you, or were you solo at that time?
No, Dylan. So Dylan and I have only been playing together for 2 years.
Okay.
3 years. So, yeah. So.
So.
He's part of all the new adventures.
Yes. Yeah. Now he's part of the new adventures, and you're a duo now with Dylan Warnick on guitar, and it fills out your sound. I mean, there's nothing like a solo artist, just you and your guitar, but it's nice to have somebody fill in those gaps with some tasty licks.
Yeah, yeah. We've been playing mostly with a full band back in the lower 48. That's our usual.
Oh, you have drums and everything,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, we have the whole thing, but it's nice to be able to bring somebody along with me and...
Yeah. I heard some pedal steel on your newest release,
yeah,
on Honest Life. So do you have a pedal steel player too? And
we play with him sometimes, but not as much as we like. Yes. Yeah.
So when you're back, Seattle area, you are backed by a complete band.
Yeah.
It makes it nice to be able to tour with just one or two of you and then go back home and have, a band behind you too.
Yeah, exactly.
But the thing that doesn't change is it's all of your original songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've been writing ever since you were a kid.
I guess so.
To me, you still look a bit like a kid, but yeah. Your songs tell differently. There's a maturity to them that's really wonderful.
I need to drink a little more alcohol, yes. I guess.
You don't have the gravel in your voice yet. No, you really, you have a great mature voice. It's great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, let's hear another song from Courtney Marie Andrews on Alaska Live.
Great, thank you. This is a song called Table for One.
Table for one, I've got no one I'm waiting on. I just pulled into town an hour ago from the streets of Houston to this diner in Ohio. I'm just waiting for the bar to peace in the redwoods, lost it 20 miles later. There is no telling which way this road bends. Been wondering how you've been, hoping things have gotten better. Hope you finally settled down in Washington. Cause
song could make a listener tear up, I'd say. Some people dream of dropping everything and touring around the country and, you know, following that romantic view of how it would be to just be on your own and tour. And that song tells it like it is for how some people find the reality of touring around Table for One.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I definitely wanted to write a song to show the with the darker sides of touring. There are so many wonderful positive sides, but absolutely, like everything, there's pros and cons. So
some people think, I would love to do that. I would love to do what you do. You just vacation around the country and, you know, you played rooms full of adoring fans and sleep in luxurious hotels every night. And maybe it's not quite like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually it's the van. Or
oh, usually you sleep in your van, you say?
Sometimes. If we have to.
Yeah.
We try not to too much, or else the next day your show is a little rough.
Right.
But, yeah, we've been known to do that. One time we actually slept in the van in a Walmart parking lot in Las Vegas.
Did you have a lot of other tourists in their RVs?
No, we got kicked out. And so they said that our car wasn't big enough to sleep in it. Because, you know, Walmart has this thing, I guess, where they allow truckers to
sleep. Absolutely.
So we're like, we're kind of truckers. So we just hitched up in the van and then they kicked us out. This old cute man on a little golf cart came and said, "You're not allowed here. Your car isn't big enough." So we went to a casino and slept in the casino parking lot over the Hoover Dam instead. But you get great stories.
That really does glorify the joys of touring right there, that you had to sleep in a casino parking lot.
Yeah, just wake up and gamble and then drive on.
Now, if you'd get a bigger RV, you could fit in with the rest of those folks in the parking lots.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'll just, you know, invest some more money into an RV. Yeah.
Has it made it a little bit easier or more complicated, or maybe you don't want to talk about it, but touring with two instead of just solo, because you've got Dylan and your guitarist with you these days?
It's definitely more fun. And if anything like weird happens, it's fun to not believe it's all in your head. Like, oh, did that just happen?
Yeah.
It's good to have somebody there to be like, yep, that just happened. And then you can laugh about it rather than like me alone on the train, like, what am I doing?
Trying to figure out how to put that into a song. And,
yeah, exactly. So it definitely makes things more real. So, yeah.
Has anything remarkable or strange happened to you since you've been in Alaska or your last tour in Alaska?
Well, the first time I toured here, it wasn't strange, but it was remarkable. I got to go mushing because the house
with a dog team.
With a dog team, mm-hmm. Which for an Arizona girl was insane.
Oh, right, because you grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, right?
I did, yes.
Oh, that's warm there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I didn't see snow for the first time till I was 15, maybe.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it was just in the movies.
So a few years back, you experienced snow and dog meshing. How cold was it when you went out?
50 below.
Okay, I know you're not lying because it can get to 50 below here. Whoa.
It was a very cold day. I feel like I had icicles in my nose.
You did. That's what happens.
Yeah.
It's not imaginative.
Yeah. It's fine because you don't have to go out for ice, you know? You just...
Yeah. Right.
One off. Oh. Put it in your iced tea.
And the dogs got all frosty too, right? As you were watching the dogs run, their breath made them frosty. And
they looked like they were having a blast. They didn't need anything. They put me in like a roly-poly, you know, parka.
Yeah.
I was
obviously warm enough.
Yeah, warm enough, right? But if you look at them, you get warmer because mm-hmm. they don't yeah. seem to have any temperature.
They have their own vests on.
Yeah, exactly.
Their own coats. That's amazing. Well, here in fall, and the leaves are turning gold here at this time of year, and so you didn't get to experience any 50 below this time, but
no.
You've already done that.
Yeah,
so
we like to shake it up.
Yeah,
come different seasons.
Yeah. Have you been here during the time of the midnight sun? In
we
the summertime?
Have. We came mm-hmm. in May, and I think it was pretty I think it didn't get dark till pretty late.
Yeah, that's true. In May, it wouldn't get dark because that's about a month from summer solstice. So
yeah, it was really hard to sleep. You could just stay out by the campfire forever. And
even I've been here for years now, and it does get a bit manic. You know, you feel like staying awake longer and longer. Dinner gets later, 9, 10 o'clock at night in summer, and it seems normal. Because it is.
Yeah. You might as well just adapt a bear's schedule.
Yes.
Yeah. Sleep all winter and then...
We talk about hibernating in winter. It's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel you. When we first got here, we had been on a tour all through the South where it was hot and we'd been going every day, no time off really. And we got here and we just nearly slept all day into the show and we're like, what is happening to us?
It's all cooler. It's a cold. You feel like eating a little bit more. I feel like sleeping a little bit more.
Exactly. Yeah. It's cozy when you're in the house. Yeah.
Well, Courtney Marie Andrews, welcome back to Alaska. And thanks for making Alaska Live part of your tour and bringing Dylan with you. This is really great. We'd love to hear another song.
Yes. Thanks for having us. This is the title track off the new record, Honest Life.
To work and live.
Courtney Marie Andrews here with the title track from the Honest Life, playing live on Alaska Live with guitarist Dylan Warnick also. In that song especially, I hear echoes of Johnny Cash writing a song. And in your voice, I hear like Joni Mitchell and Judy Collins and all these greats. And so, what were you listening to as a kid to give you kind of this background?
I honestly don't know.
Really?
Because I really didn't start listening to... I grew up with punk music when I was a teenager. And I really didn't start listening to this kind of stuff until I started writing songs. Mm-hmm. And somebody told me... I wrote a song for my punk band and I played it acoustic. And they said, oh, I love folk music. And I didn't even know that term. I thought folk's old music, right? And I, you know, went on to listen to that style, and that's when I started to kind of really become entranced by writing and words, and yeah.
So growing up in Phoenix, you had a punk band with your friends.
Yeah.
And were you the lead singer of the punk band?
I was. I told us we're all gonna write songs. All right, we were a feminist punk band, so it was great. Three girls, and I said, let's all write songs, and then we'll come back and we'll, you know, learn each other's songs and we'll be a band. And every rehearsal, they both had excuses and I was the only one that would come with finished songs. So that is how I started writing songs.
Yeah. Because out of default.
Yeah. And then I just became obsessed. I was just like, okay, I got this. And so, yeah.
So out of the punk tradition, what was the name of your punk band?
Oh God. It was Massacre in a Miniskirt.
It's okay, you're
really
teenagers. You're
yeah.
Angsty teenagers.
I'm surprised my mother wasn't worried about me. Yeah. Yeah. Just, what are you getting into? But yeah, we stood for the good things.
Yeah, did
women's
you
rights?
Did you play at pep rallies and at demonstrations?
We played in the trusty living room. Uh-huh. Of my house. That is where we played. Two friends. But no, we never made it outside of the living room.
Massacre in a Miniskirt never made it on the marquee.
No.
Dang
we had
it.
A MySpace page.
Yeah, you had a MySpace page.
That was pretty official. But that was about as far as that band went. But it is my roots, so...
Absolutely.
I'm glad that it happened.
Yeah. And you may have made your voice stronger as a young person by having to sing over loud amps and drums and plugged in.
Yeah. I tried really hard to have a gravelly voice, but it didn't work.
14, it just didn't work out.
High-pitched yelling is really what it Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah, exactly.
And from punk to folk, now you are touring internationally and you're touring the country with all of your original, what I would describe as Americana or new folk or just in the folk tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you ever, are you on stage as the warming up band or the opening band for some greats these days?
Well, I was actually just a... lead guitar player and backup singer for a guy by the name of Damian Dorado.
Oh, just a backup. No, he's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damian Dorado is a big deal. Yeah.
So I did that in the spring and I've done a lot of backup singing work as well. And
nice.
Kind of been able to, you know, live off that sort of as a touring musician. So mm-hmm. That's been great.
And has he been on Austin City Limits? Were you on there with him?
I haven't. Okay. No. He might have been on it, but when I was touring in that particular band, we didn't do that. So,
and you have been a session musician too, and that means that you've played with and for a lot of other leads, and that's something to put on a singer-songwriter's resume too. It's not just about my songs. I can be backing up some greats too with their songs.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. It's a totally different feeling, but I love it. I love the juxtaposition of both being the lead and also singing for people. And yeah.
And you've done that for Damian Gerardo and Ryan Adams?
No, not Ryan Adams. Jimmy Eat World and...
Jimmy Eat World, right.
Yeah, and then a European songwriter by the name of Milo.
Cool.
Yeah.
And that's how you did some touring around Europe at one time.
That was actually after
that,
but yeah. It's all just mumble. It's all one
You've done a lot of international touring. And so, yeah, and... You're still very young, and so you can still make it to the moon to tour.
Yeah, that's the next plan.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get a lot of fundraisers to make it there, but we will.
Dylan's like, yeah, okay, that's fine. He's a man of many notes and few words. Yeah, let's hear another song from Courtney Marie Andrews here on KUAC's Alaska Live.
Great.
On this flight, gonna see my baby one last night. No more maybes, I've made up this road-worn mind, and I'm sticking around for a while this time. I've seen enough, too much seeing, I've lived it up, night and I sleep, and I've been up, I've been down, I've been lost, and I'm ready to be found. To put the fire out, there's a place for everything, and I think I know mine now. Heard a lot's changed, how have you been? Heard you started laughing again. Once I'm off this plane, I hope you'll make time to laugh with me. Few more hours, feels like forever. Here's my chance. I wanna get better. Wanna pick up the phone and return your calls. Tell you how much I love you all. 'Cause I am ready to put the fire out. There's a place for it. This plane, I think I'm ready to stay. I want to live in the now, live for today. Stop worrying about what's gonna come. Let my hair down, have a little bit more fun. Now that I'm in town, we should go dancing. Tell everyone we know, no need a planet here. The rock and roll at the Blue Moon Tavern. I'm here for a while, no need to ask me if I'm going. I am ready to put the fire out. There's a place for everything, and I think I know mine now. Yes, I am ready to put the fire out.
The originals just keep coming from Courtney Marie Andrews, and that song, Put the Fire Out, is on your newest CD, Honest Life, that you put out very recently. It just came out within the last month, right?
That's right, yeah, about a month ago.
About a month ago, your newest release, Honest Life, came out, and on Honest Life, on all of your releases, but especially on Honest Life, it seems like there's stories that we can all relate to. Like, put the fire out. I'm ready to settle down for a little bit. Or did you use your own story in all these songs? Or is it a combination of your friends and family's stories, too?
It's definitely a combination. I mean, I'd say that there's definitely songs that I wrote for other people on the record, but you can't help but put a little bit of yourself
of course
in every song. So that's what makes it real, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to describe something if you've never experienced it. But
I've always joked about, if you date a singer-songwriter and then you end up breaking up with said singer-songwriter, you just never know how that's going to turn out in that next song. The heartbreak.
That's when you say it was about the other girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. It wasn't about me.
That was about me.
Yeah. Yeah. I try not be too... I like people to create their own story from a song a lot of times. And so I think, you know, as much as I've described the process of the songs, you know, to other people and stuff, it kind of limits the listener.
I think that's a mark of a really good song in that we can all see a little bit of ourselves. Like, you wrote it about a different part of my life, or you wrote about an emotion I was just having, you know, yesterday.
Yeah.
How did you know that? Yeah.
Yeah.
And Honest Life is really, it's jam-packed full of those little vignettes of pieces and parts of emotion and how it is to get through life.
And, yeah. Well, that's good.
Are you working on a new... I know you just put this one out, but surely you wrote those songs a little while ago. Now are you working on a new one?
I'm not directly working on a new one, but I'm always writing, so... I definitely have a handful of songs that are ready to be placed somewhere. So, yeah.
And you have the, I don't know if I want to say luxury of producing your own albums. Is that something that you really enjoy, or what's the process of producing your own releases?
So this is actually the first record in the past 3 full lengths that has been self-produced. I didn't set out to self-produce it by any means. I didn't really make a connection in the right way with any producer. And anytime I brought the songs, you know, some people, they just didn't have the same ideas, or they didn't approach it in a way that I felt would enhance the group of songs. So this record was really about making an honest record. And I felt that the best path for it was to have friends in Seattle playing on it and to have it be very personal and very honest. And that just felt like the most organic way for these songs to be presented. So,
well, you have an ear for producing at least your own songs and your own friends, because the release sounds very professional and really great.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. The engineer, Floyd, would knows how to place a mic. That man knows how to place a mic.
Excellent.
So.
Well, let's hear another from another original.
Great. Yeah, this one's these last two are actually off the record, the new record, so.
On a highway stretch is the amount of time it took to think of you. I've been there before and I'll be there again. I'm like a tethered ball you can never catch. You were my only friend. Time is taught, there's no way to bend it to way back when I knew you then. To you, all the love I send, this long mile from this passenger bed. So you can see me too. For once this hate is somewhere to lay in the arms of my long lost honey babe. Time and fate, oh time and fate, lay me in the arms of my honey babe. Lay me in the arms of my honey, babe.
So beautiful. Courtney Marie Andrews and guitarist Dylan Warnick are here for KUAC's Alaska Live. And we were mentioning Honest Life is your new album, your new record, and we're making all these references to, you know, you have a CD out, but vinyl's coming back. Have you been releasing vinyl lately? Like, is coming back to popularity?
It is.
Yeah.
My label is out of Portland, Oregon. Mm-hmm. They're called Mama Bird Recording Company, and they do vinyl. That's kind of their specialty, so...
Yeah. So younger listeners, you know, it's the thing that you put on a turntable. It's a foot across. It's got grooves in it.
It's also a frisbee.
It's also a frisbee if you don't like it anymore. So you, is this the first release you've put out actually on vinyl, or this has been a thing for you for a while?
A long time ago, I put one out on vinyl, but this is the first newer record of the records that I want people to hear.
The others are frisbees. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the others are frisbees.
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah, but you know, they're doing great on eBay. It's a frisbee, so. So.
We still have a couple of turntables here at KUAC, and it's so wonderful to be able to play older records and then the new vinyl that's coming out too, because there's nothing like putting a record on and queuing it up on the turntable. It's just nothing like that.
There really isn't. Yeah, it makes you focus more when you put a record on, because it takes so much work to put it on, mm-hmm. You know, flip it over. And so I feel like you're really setting out to listen if you put vinyl on.
It's so true. It can be people talk about they used to have parties where they would get out their records and people would play, you know, DJ and put on their favorite record. And that kind of thing is coming back too. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it makes you focus more and, you know, there's
slows down.
Yeah. A lot more room for album art on a record actually too. And so there's all kind of things about it that's really cool, and I'm glad it's coming back because it's not something that should be lost.
I am too.
So thanks for being part of that. Well, thank you so much for making Alaska Live part of your Alaska tour this time around, Courtney. You have one more song for us?
We do.
Great.
And thank you so much for having us. We're grateful to be here. So thank you.
Thank my guests today, Courtney Marie Andrews and Dylan Warnick. Thanks for coming on Alaska Live.
Thank you.
And thanks for the studio audience for showing up today. Really wonderful to have you here. Thanks to KUAC's John Peralt on sound, Mac Landry and Heather Hintzman with Alaska Live TV on cameras. For KUAC, I'm Lori Neufeld, host for Alaska Live. Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.